This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni.
We came from a hunger relief organization. You know, in terms of food waste, I mean, we are not fans. You know, we are primed to save everything and to help other people with it and to give.
That's Ellen Rehnquist, the co-owner and co-manager of Wilmington's Donut Inn on Military Cutoff Road. The other co-owner and co-manager is Wilmington native Matt Anlian. Rehnquist and Anlian have been friends for years, but the important aspect of their business relationship comes from the years they worked together at the fast-growing nonprofit Stop Hunger Now, recently rebranded as Rise Against Hunger.
When I was in college, my career goal was to be an international humanitarian. I had started to get involved in community service work when I was in college. I started working at this camp called the Hole in the Wall Gang Camp, which is a camp for chronic and terminally ill kids. And it was such an amazing experience, I decided this is the kind of thing I want to do with my life. First semester at class, there's a student that stood up, held up a brochure and said, "Hey, this young organization's out there. It's right across the street from NC State University. It's called Stop Hunger Now." And there was something about the way that it was described by that student. I just decided right then I was going to turn my resume in the next day.
Rehnquist and Anlian worked for Stop Hunger Now for years until they bought the Donut Inn in December. They're on the other side of the table now. They have the food, and they are looking to not waste any of it, but get it into the hands of nonprofits.
There's a lot of nonprofits out there that just go around picking up this food and then donating it to food banks and soup kitchens for the business. I mean, you don't even have to do anything. If you are a business, let your first assumption be that you actually do have something that you can give. Start from that. Then you look at what are the needs in your community. If you just talk to your customers about it, you know, they'll bring you the answers. And then really it's about finding nonprofits that are within your sort of realm. So there's nonprofits that teach people how to use computers and help them become computer and internet literate, right? Well, there might be an IT business out there that has people on staff with the skills that are going to help that organization set up, maintain, grow. You know, from our perspective, we have food that's available at the end of every single day. We have organizations that we found out about that were serving breakfast and lunch and other things during their programs for the homeless here in Wilmington. We had food. They needed food. We set up the logistics to connect them. And a lot of franchises don't do this because, you know, they see it all as liability. But it's really not. If you have a partnership agreement with a nonprofit organization that lays out mutual waiving of liability, after that, it's really just about matching what you have to offer with needs of other organizations.
That was Ellen Rehnquist, who owns and runs the Donut Inn with partner Matt Anlian. They have a goal to donate 1,000 dozen donuts this year. As of about 2 weeks ago, they were already at 628 dozen. They are happy to hear from nonprofits and businesses working to improve the community. They think donuts can help. Find more at WHQR.org.